Welcome to Season 6 of the Principal Liner Notes Podcast. This is Sean Gaylord, and this segment here will serve as a prologue to this episode. This is a very special episode in which I am coming to you live from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. As I record this segment, it's about a month later. I went up to Cleveland, Ohio, back in December of 2023, and that visit served as a Christmas gift from my wife, and very grateful for her loving gift and her loving indulgence of us spending close to 7 hours in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I toyed with not releasing the episode because I am babbling and rambling in real time in that episode, and seeing many things, really everything, for the first time up close and personal. And I didn't know if I made any sense. And then I thought, you know what? This is a homemade podcast. Those of you that listen are very supportive and encouraging. And I had hyped up this episode leading up to the visit. So I think it's the least I can do that I owe for the faithful listeners of this podcast to share my visit to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, specifically targeting the Get Back to Let It Be Beatles exhibit. And that exhibit really will serve the basis for the follow-up to the Pepper Effect book, which I'm working on, dragging my feet on it a little bit, but the visit definitely served as inspiration for such, and I hope that you're able to get a sense of the love and awe that I had in that visit. I was truly a fanboy, and I am fanboying out throughout that episode. If you have not been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, I highly recommend it. And without further ado, here is the episode titled Visit to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And this serves as the first episode for Season 6 of the Principal Liner Notes Podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Principal Liner Notes Podcast. This is Sean Gaylord, and this is the special Rock and Roll Hall of Fame episode. And I am walking in downtown Cleveland with my wife, Deborah, and we are heading to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Special impromptu episode, and I'm looking forward to checking out the Get Back to Let It Be exhibit, among other artifacts and items there. There may be some moments of stunned silence in the middle of this episode as I come face to face with the elements that help shape the soundtrack of my life. So stay tuned and let's go to the Rock Hall of Fame. So far, I have reached a speechless moment here at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm on level zero. I haven't even gotten to the Get Back, Let It Be exhibit yet, and I'm here at the Hall and Don Washkowitz Beatles Gallery here, and I am standing in front of the Mellotron, the keyboard early synthesizer that John Lennon played on Strawberry Fields forever. Actually, Paul played the Mellotron part on Strawberry Fields Forever, and John played the same Mellotron on one of my most favorite Beatles songs, Flying, and I'm standing here in front of it, and I am blown away. I've always been fascinated by the Mellotron and how it was able to be such a big part of the Beatles, kind of Sgt. Pepper, Strawberry Fields era. And it's just kind of a speechless moment being right here in front of it and soaking it all in. And as I walk to the left, I'm in front of a piano, but not just any piano. It's the Asher family piano that Paul McCartney played on. And this is the same piano that was in the music room of the Asher house where Paul lived. And on this piano right here, Lennon and McCartney composed "I Want to Hold Your Hand" and "I Love Her." "We Can Work It Out" all here on this piano. Absolutely blown away right now here at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Bucket list trip that is paying off, and I haven't even gotten to the whole reason why I'm here, which is to see the Get Back, Let It Be exhibit, just seeing all of the iconic things, Elvis's guitars and Buddy Holly's jacket that he wore on the Chirping Crickets album. There's just so much here, and this is truly, if there was kind of like my version of Disney World or whatever, this is it right now. But blown away, speechless, standing in front of the Mellotron, played on Strawberry Fields Forever, and flying, and then standing in front of the piano where John Lennon and Paul McCartney wrote at this piano, "I Want to Hold Your Hand," and "I Love Her," and "We Can Work It Out." Wow. Wow. Speechless. I hope that I'm making sense as I hit this exhibit. I know that I'm probably just foolishly babbling, and if you haven't pressed stop or delete by this point, I don't blame you. So thanks for hanging in there with me, but there is just so much history here. I mean, I'm here looking at one of my liner note heroes, Ralph J. Gleason, one of the founders of Rolling Stone, and here's his trench coat. You know, what music did he experience wearing this trench coat? What great people that he came across and ideas as he was writing, you know, for Rolling Stone magazine and writing album cover liner notes. The Get Back, Let It Be exhibit is, I don't have words without getting emotional. It's just so powerful and so moving, and to be there and just stand there by the guitar that John played on the rooftop, George Harrison's iconic Rocky guitar with all of its psychedelic painting that he hand-painted himself. There's just so much here. And the get back, Let It Be portion of this exhibit is definitely worth the price of admission. And it's immersive, and it's just so powerful to experience. Just so much goodness here, so much goodness here. Doing a second lap here in the Get Back to Let It Be exhibit here at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and just really taking in the immersive nature of this exhibit. And one of the things that, there are many things that stand out to me and many things that just resonate. And my purpose here is manyfold, visiting. One of the reasons is I'm a fan, first and foremost, and it's really cool to get up close and personal with the Beatle artifacts here. For example, John's Epiphone guitar that he played during the Let It Be sessions and played on the rooftop, to be close to that guitar is pretty amazing. But, and then the other reason while I'm here is I'm doing a little bit of research for my follow-up to The Pepper Effect, which will focus on the Let It Be album and its impact on education and leadership and culture. And I found that where I got very emotional was the bit where Billy Preston comes in. And as you know, if you listen to this podcast, Billy Preston's appearance with the Beatles during the Get Back, Let It Be album sessions is something that is very important to me as an African-American, seeing another African-American on that screen playing with the Beatles and John telling Billy he's in the group. And just a reminder for me, you know, growing up and not feeling always a sense of belonging due to my race and how my hair came out and what I look like and all of those things. And then feeling such pride seeing Billy Preston, seeing somebody who I can identify with, somebody who represented me as an African American, playing toe-to-toe, eyeball-to-eyeball with the Beatles, and then John Lennon saying to Billy, you're in the group. It's very powerful and very emotional, and I'm very, very happy that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is highlighting Billy Preston's contribution here. Very, very moved and very grateful. That's it for this episode of the Principal Liner Notes podcast. I certainly hope you enjoyed it, and I certainly hope that my excitement at the visit to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was contagious, and that you'll run right up to Cleveland to check it out. I am very grateful for the staff there and the curators and all of the great work that has gone into creating a space of love, a space of creativity, a space of collaboration. I just felt so much at home there, and I'm really grateful that I was able to make a visit there. I'm also grateful for my wonderful and loving wife, Deb, who gifted me with such, she gifts me every day, frankly, but this was just such a special gift to receive in this visit. So special shout out, special loving shout out to Deb. As I said at the top of this podcast episode in the prologue, this is the first episode for season 6. I am still creating content for this podcast, and I'm also still working on a follow-up to The Pepper Effect, and I am excited about what's coming down the pike for season 6, and stay tuned for future episodes and future connected conversations. Speaking of conversations, please reach out to me if you want to begin or continue a conversation that was started here in the Principal Liner Notes podcast. You can follow me on X at SM Gaylord, and you can send me a direct message either through there, or you can follow me at SM Gaylord on Instagram as well. I'm on LinkedIn under Sean Gaylord, and I'm on Facebook under Sean Gaylord as well. So I do welcome and invite conversation, and you're also welcome to drop me an email at sgaylord84@gmail.com. That's sgaylord84@gmail.com. And again, follow the hashtag for this podcast, hashtag Principal Liner Notes, and feel free to tag me into that as well. Thanks again for tuning in. I look forward to catching you on the flip side. Don't forget to share with the world your dreams, your hopes, and ideas. The world needs them, and you help make the world a better place. Thanks again.